from KQED.
We begin with a mystery. A San Diego border activist, Hugo Castro, disappeared for nearly 5 days outside of Mexico City. He was found bloody and bruised, apparently beaten. Now Mexico's attorney general is investigating. KPBS reporter Jean Guerrero joins us now. Good morning, Jean.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Hugo and why he was in Mexico City to begin with.
So Hugo works for Border Angels. They are an advocacy group based out of San Diego for immigrants. They leave water out in the desert for migrants who may be in danger of dying of thirst. And he was on his way to southern Mexico to raise awareness about some of the dangers that they encounter when they're making the journey through Mexico. And he was taking buses and taxis to get down there when all of a sudden there was this Facebook Live post in which he was begging for help, saying that he was being followed, and all of a sudden he just disappeared for several days.
And actually, we have a bit of that Facebook Live video. We're going to play it right now.
Hey, necesito ayuda. Estoy aquí.
I need help. I'm here. I have very little money. Nobody will take my dollars. I was attacked by a group of criminals. I'm here, just past the road to Puebla. Can somebody come get me?
So there we see he's very concerned, Hugo Castro. Do we have any idea of the people who followed him? Were they just regular Mexico City criminals? Do we have any idea of who these people were?
People close to Castro, including his partner, they believe that he was being followed because of his advocacy work to protect migrants. And in fact, Castro had received multiple death threats recently. I think a lot of people in the U.S. don't realize that migrants are one of the main sources of profit for drug cartels in Mexico, who have in recent years largely diversified into human trafficking. And he had received death threats saying that he was going to be killed for interfering with the work of the cartels through his advocacy group. We don't know for a fact that those threats were related to what was happening to him when he appeared on Facebook Live.
Jean Guerrero covering the border for KPBS. Outstanding reporting on this issue. Thanks so much for joining us, Jean.
Thank you.